Ready? Gaundy and Maz. The Hit Breakfast
Show. Oh, now there's a cat update for you.
Yeah, now that's a weird statement, isn't it?
There's a cat lead walking update. This time on the show yesterday, we were discussing, there's been a request on my Airbnb for someone to stay, but the thing is they've got a cat and they walk their cat on the lead, so which is fine. Look, it's fine.
She disclosed that information to you because you've got a pet-friendly property.
Yep.
You guys are going away for the holiday break, so your Airbnb and your place, this is all legit and great. And she's like, hey, I've got a couple of dogs and I've got a cat. And the cat is an indoors cat unless we're outside, in which case I walk the cat on a lead, red flag.
Yeah. And then you put me on the spot yesterday after we spoke to a bunch of people and made me decide whether we accept or decline.
Based on all the evidence that we've had, now you have spoken to a really great spread of listeners here. What are you going to do? Accept or decline? Do you want your furniture scratched up by a ratty cat or do you want the cash?
It's a big no from me to the freak cat lady. I've got to decline the cat lady. I'm sorry.
Wow. Okay. There's a quote.
Yep.
It's a big no from me to the freak cat lady. And so we knew that you had to make this decision before 9 a.m. yesterday. You had to, and you decided that you were going to decline the cat lady.
I did.
And then what happened?
I also had to check with the boss, my wife, Jamie. And when I chatted to my wife, Jamie, she pulled rank on me and said, no, we're accepting the cat lady.
This is great.
So my wife joins us right now. Good morning.
Hello, darling.
Hello.
Here she is.
This is great. Okay. So you've just pulled rank and you're like, nah, cat lady's in. Sorry.
Well, I'm a bit of a crazy cat lady at heart, okay? And this is coming from the girl who put a tiara on her male staffy yesterday.
Yeah, this is what Jamie does.
You're the best.
She loves animals so much.
You're such an animal lover.
Yes.
Now, Jamie, does it concern you that the person who's going to be living in your house while you're away is walking their cat on a lead? Do you have an issue with that at all?
I think it's kind of strange, but actually yesterday my friend Sarah, full disclosure, she told me that she used to do it as well.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I think you need to reframe that sentence with former friend Sarah.
Now, is Sarah a normal person?
Well, you should have seen, I was sort of laughing about it and then she just went quiet and went, I used to do that too.
Great.
They're out there. They're out there. Just don't know if I want them living in my house. Oh, look, I'm sure that they're lovely. Our interaction with them has been amazing.
Okay.
Their reviews are amazing.
So
it's just the cat thing.
Just to recap, Jamie, like you have pulled rank and you have pressed accept on the Airbnb reservation. It's happening. This lady's going to stay in your house.
Okay, look, I opened the laptop yesterday and I had 9 seconds left to decide and I panicked.
She panicked and accepted.
But it didn't. Because now you can't cancel on her because then you get a bad rating as a host.
And on top of that, Cat Lady wants to extend.
Yeah. What do you mean for help? This is amazing.
Cat Lady has messaged saying, oh, great, okay, can we please
because
extend?
You're the only people that have accepted.
Gaundy and Maz. Let's say hello right now to our mate Jessica Rowe.
Hello, Gaundy. Hello, Maz.
How are you?
People. How are you?
Well, we're so good. Hey, at home, who's in the kitchen? You or the hubby?
Me.
Is that a good thing for the family?
No. But there's no choice. That's the thing. I would love for Petey to be in the kitchen.
Jess, I've seen your Instagram. Oh, my God. I thought I was bad.
The thing that's great about Jess is that, like, her, the snort is great.
Yes.
But your whole thing, crap housewife, is just you being so honest about the things that you're not great at in the domestic environment.
And I think we need to own that. I am a proud crap housewife. Why I do it is I think, especially women, I don't know about you, Gaundy, but I know women on the whole, we put far too much pressure on ourselves to be perfect.
Gaundy doesn't do that.
Oh, that's good. That's good. But I don't know about, I mean, Maz, I reckon you're pretty chilled, but I used to think I had to be perfect.
Yeah.
And I'd look at everyone, you know, with their seemingly amazing lives and see what they were posting on social media. And a part of me would be thinking, oh, no, that's not me. That's not my life. Then I got angry and thought, actually, I don't think that is anyone's life. I am going to post what I actually cook for my family night after night with the hashtag crap housewife. And since I've done that, not only have I met a tribe of fellow crap housewives, I feel lighter within myself because I realise I'm not the only one who cooks mince 10 different ways. I'm not the only one.
The thing that I enjoy about your honesty is it takes the pressure off people who, and I'll say people, it can be wives, it can be women predominantly, but I think guys can get sometimes caught up in this idea that we do need to have it all and have balance and be excellent at all of the things. And you're just so real about the fact that, you know what, that is not the world that we live in and it's okay.
Exactly. And I have found since I have been open and honest, the older I get, the more honest I am, because I care less about what people think, which is so freeing. I'm 50 and I don't mind that I have a messy house, that I'm not a great cook, that, you know, sausages are on regular rotation in our household. I don't mind because it makes me happy. My kids eat it, perhaps not my husband so frequently, but it just takes the pressure off. And we all have stuff going on in our lives. Let's find joy, do things that bring us joy, and take the pressure off things that don't actually bring us joy.
Don't tell me your husband, Peter, is one of these guys that critiques but then won't get in there himself. I will never critique my wife Jamie's cooking if she's in there doing it, you know, because I'm no better.
So
who am I to judge? Please don't tell me Peter Overton is one of these guys.
Oh, no, he's not at all. Petey is a worse cook than I am, which means I'm the one who cooks the meals each
right.
night. Also, because he's reading the news, he's not home in time, so that's a pretty handy excuse as well.
Right.
However, up until very recently, my dear husband was ordering in ready-made meals because he was so over the spag bowl, the tacos, the party pies, the sort of regular rotation meals. And I said to him, well, if you're not I'm not going to cook another meal for you, we've got to come up with an alternative. And so he said, okay, I'll do these ready-made meals. And then that way everyone was happy. However, since I have learnt to cook meat in a much better way by talking to my local butcher, because at the moment I'm really proud to be a part of a new campaign that Meat and Livestock Australia are doing to show our local butchers some love, they can really lift your game in the kitchen. I go in, they can, because you go in now to the butcher, there's all of these ready-made meals. It's all done for you. The meats are marinated. I mean, I cooked my first ever butterflied leg of lamb. I'd never even done a normal leg of lamb, let alone a butterflied leg of lamb. Very fancy.
And how'd it go down? Did the kids love it?
Delicious. Everyone loved it. Even Peter's like, oh, pussycat, you've got to do this again. Mm. But it was easy. I just got it from the butcher. It was already all done with the beautiful sauce on the top. They just gave me the cooking instructions, which I wrote down. I followed that to a T, and it was delicious.
I feel like you stumbled on a life hack here, Jess. This is a great life hack for busy mums or for mums who are challenged in the kitchen, or if you could be one of those people who you've got like your four go-to recipes that you know off the top of your head, but everyone in the family is getting sick of the high rotation. This is the solution right here.
Jess, and this is what I like about it is that it's a life hack that I subscribe to daily, and that is get someone else to do it for you, Jess. Well played. Well played.
Why not?
If you want to find out more, the website is greatestbutcher.com.au.
Jess, thanks for joining us. All the best with the campaign.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Enjoy your dinner. I know it's going to be amazing. Brace yourselves, guys. There's a heat wave heading our way to New South Wales. We thought we'd get Gavin Morris, the NBN weatherman and our friend on the show to talk us through it. Hey, Gav.
Maz, good morning. Yes, it is going to be brutal, and country inland New South Wales is going to be on the front lines of this heat wave. Look, it's already been very, very hot, and it's been very, very dry, and, you know, this has come as a bit of a shock to many on the land. You're expecting a wet November, but the La Nina backed off and the heat rolled in. It did give us a chance to get the crops and the harvest out of the ground. But work is almost complete. We've got a fair way to go there. So we're looking forward to the rain when it does arrive. But for now, it is going to be brutal in the coming days.
Yeah. Prior, though, over the last few weeks, La Nina has really been messing with me. I feel like New South Wales has had sort of hot, then overcast, rain. You don't really know what to prepare for. It's like we've got Victoria weather. Is that going to continue over the next few months, or is it just sort of going to ease off and just be basically hot like summer is.
Gordon, you're so right. Yeah, look, it has been a little topsy-turvy. We've had things all over the place. We've had some troughs and fronts go through. We've had some storms as well. We've had hot, cold, fog. Everything has been thrown in there. It is, because it is La Nina, and there's a couple of major forces at play here. We've had no monsoon build-up across tropical North Australia, so it's been very sunny, very dry, and this is the time of the year now where the sun is well and truly in the southern hemisphere. You know, we're into the longest days of the year, which are going to peak always around that Christmas period. That's when the solstice typically is. And we've had these highs, these large blocking highs that are situated to the southern parts of Australia, and that's negated any frontal activity to come in and sweep out the heat. So at the moment it's building. Today it's really going to increase, and the pool of hot air will get larger and larger, and that is going to dominate our weather, Gondi, over the next week at least. We're looking at 5 to 6 consecutive days, places like Walga, Brewarrina, Canamble, right throughout the west, all the way down. Temperatures 40 to 47 degrees. Overnight temperatures, most of the nighttime temperatures are going to remain above 30, and we'll have them dip down to 27s, 25s overnight. But we'll get there. The best part about this situation is that on the other side, it should improve. We should see increased wet weather events and increased clouds. The monsoon buildup should occur specifically around that mid-December mark we're expecting. And that high-pressure belt that I'm talking about, that should break down as well. And hopefully we'll have the fronts come through and we'll see a lot more activity as we move through December and then into summer. So hopefully it won't be as a serious heat wave as what we experienced during the 3 consecutive years.
Love it, Gav. Nice short answer for me. Appreciate that.
One more question, Gav. With this heat wave looming, is there a threat of bushfire activity kickstarting this weekend on a serious note?
Yes, there is. We've already had bushfires unexpectedly up in northeastern New South Wales. We had one there that shut down the highway for a little while. We've had grass fires as well. Everything is drying out dramatically. So, yes, bushfire threat is going to come into play over the next week or two as well. So, again, we'll be awaiting that rain.
So you've got to get your fire safety plan sorted, clean out the gutters, and remember to slip, slop, slap this weekend.
Yeah, now's the time to start. Gab Morris from Channel 9 and NBN, thanks for joining us, man.
Thanks,
we appreciate
buddy.
That.
Have a great day, mate.
Gondi and Maz.
This year, David Attenborough joined Instagram.
Hello, my name is David Attenborough. This is my first time on Instagram.
One of the greats.
He had millions of followers within moments of launching his Instagram account. However, today, everybody, is the saddest day because David Attenborough has decided exactly 2 months to the day to quit Instagram after gaining 6.2 million followers in 2 months.
That's a lot to give up.
He's done. He's off.
Is it just, was it getting to him?
Over it.
Do you reckon he was sitting there while he's meant to be saving the planet, he was just scrolling through feeds?
I think.
Mindlessly scrolling, and David went, this isn't for me.
It's taken over his life.
Got to get off.
And he's like, nah, got to close down, shut it down, shut down the gram.
All right, well, it's a sad day. Who knows if he's going to be back. But
he
off the
won't.
Back,
he's done.
Off the back of David Attenborough jumping on Instagram, we had our show pensioner Denise get on Instagram as well. Morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Hi, lovely. How are you doing?
Good, thank you, sweetheart.
Good.
How are you with the news today that Attenborough's off?
Oh, I know. That's sad.
Because that's what.
So sad.
It led to yours. I mean, we celebrated this year. We tried to get you 100 followers by the end of our show.
We did it.
I just want to play the audio just so you can cast your mind back and relive that moment because it's one of the great moments.
One follower away.
I'm going to refresh this. I'm going to refresh this to 100. Do we have 100? We have 101!
Oh, my gosh.
Loving it.
Loving it.
We put Denise. You on the Instagram map, babe. We turned you into an influencer. You've been spruiking local businesses. You've been sharing photos of your family. But we feel that because David Attenborough has quit his Instagram, maybe we need to shut yours down. How are you going with it?
Not too bad, actually. It's been pretty good. I've had quite a few, as you stated, quite a few businesses have put up and, yeah, just spreading the word around and my children have spread it around to their friends and it's been awesome.
You're loving it.
Well, yeah. I've got here 240 followers you've managed to accumulate since we started this thing. Your last post was in October where you're trying to sell your own gym membership. It looks like you didn't want that anymore, Denise.
Oh, I've just actually been quite busy with work and I've taken on caring for my disabled cousins.
Oh, boy, you are just the sweetest person with the biggest heart.
Thank you. But he's amazing. I love him to bits and I'm trying to help him be happy again in life.
You're beautiful. So, look, here's the situation. We just wanted to alert you to the fact that Sir David Attenborough has shut down his Instagram and we wanted to just give you the opportunity. If you want to tap out now, if it's taking over your life, you can shut it down. But it sounds like you're loving it.
Yes, I am.
Well, we need more posts.
Keep her on the gram. October. Keep Denise on the
gram. Yeah, well, look, October. What are we now? We're almost halfway through end of November. You're due for a post,
Denise.
A couple
of cheeky posts over the weekend. Come on, get those followers happening again, babe.
Or are you a consumer? Are you just more looking at what other people are doing?
Actually, my daughter, I've been going out with my daughter and she's actually been taking the photos and posting on hers. So I've just been pressing on like as each time she puts the gram.
That's amazing.
You are like my nan. My nan only follows me on Instagram. And she thinks, my nan thinks it's a live, like, photo album of just my life. So whenever I post stuff up there, she gets an update all the time.
Don't ever tell her the truth. Let her believe. That world that she lives in is so precious.
I almost had to block her once.
Why?
Because
she's getting a bit frisky in her old age.
It was summer last year and we were going out and we were having, like, too good of a time. And she said, I'm worried about how much you guys are drinking. And rather than cutting back the good times, Denise, I thought maybe I should just block my nan so she doesn't have to see it. But if I'm the only person she follows, there'll be nothing left on the gram for her, the poor thing.
I know.
Rest easy,
man. Have you toned it down? Have you toned down the party? I mean, we're about to ramp up for summer again, so maybe just block her for the next 3 months.
No way, baby. It's about to ramp on up on the gram.
Ready? Gaundy and Maz, the hit, break the show.